Happy birthday, Andrea.
Happy birthday to all of us.
To all of us. Today is a special day.
Yeah.
It's our birthday.
Yeah, today is 50th of December, and exactly 8 years ago, here in Town Hall, we started the project of the radio, really, making experiments in streaming the first files that were just little music that were in computer system at that time, Windows, I don't know what else. Which kind of business system we had this time. So in 8th of December 2004, with the help of a friend of mine from Rome, Andrea Bornino, we began to really create the beginning of this radio station.
The first streaming was going on.
Yes, the first streaming was going on, was really, really nothing, but just we were so happy to see that it was working and we were able to hear the radio outside of the network, the local network, but just logging in internet was.
But since 2004, lots of things changed and happened.
Yeah.
Can we maybe just focus on the last 2 years? Because I see the rapid progress specifically in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
We are sitting now in the studio.
Yeah.
It's one of the things, yeah.
Yeah. We did a lot of, we had a lot of changes in the last 2 years. I will not speak of the previous six, because for sure it will take quite a lot of time, but I will like to thank everybody that started this project with me and that make progress in make it happen in the last 8 years, because we had a lot of people working together. We had almost 200 people coming and working here and there over radio, giving times and skills. So in the last 2 years, what happened? We got some found, luckily, to begin the FM station. And it means for us that since 1 year we have a studio, we have a proper recording system, we have a more or less insulated booth where with the people they can record their programs.
Very good, a mixing.
We have a big mixing desk. We have a Macintosh for proper recording, and it's moving. Everything is moving, and now we are going to apply for getting the license finally in the coming months, because we are creating a core team of Indian, because the license will be issued by the government of India only to people that have Indian passport. But we have a team of people now that is working in this topic, and I'm very confident that in 1 year we will have the FM license. So this internet station will have also the MAMA. We'll have the FM finally, because we are son of FM, but we, for some reason, we began with the son, and the mama, she has still to come.
But many people doesn't know how we actually run, because we are not a service, we are not a working unit, so how we do run the things, and what is the criteria, how we choose to make programs?
It's a tricky place where we have a lot of different kind of status. You can be a unit, so you are a commercial. You can be a service, so you are not commercial. We are not in any of this kind of box. I say we are quite free and flexible to do whatever we feel that it makes sense as a content. And for us, for sure, what is make as a content is whatever is something that is belong as a concept or event that belongs to Oroville. So we are very open to include things that other radio stations for sure will not be even thinking about, and we are really open to make experimentation in how the content is produced, how the content is shared. So we have a lot of freedom in this case. Unluckily, we have a little support on the economical side, and that make more challenging to make it happen, and it takes more time to realize whatever we want, because the money finally are needed to buy equipment, to pay the rent of display, to pay the power and electricity and everything in Oroville at the moment.
Internet, the streamer,
yes.
Yeah, because otherwise we cannot.
So internet, and Oroville doesn't have yet the vision to give money to this project also, because probably we are not able to communicate properly to the proper person that are sitting in the places. But finally, what I've seen, if the money doesn't come from one source, they come from the other one. And what is make me really happy is the appreciation that we have regarding the project. When the people are coming from abroad and they just knock on the door and say, I'm from Holland, I'm listening to you from wherever, I'm very happy that you are producing that, or the same from United States. It it make us very much happy about it. If you have people coming and say thank you very much for the gift that we are giving, because again we don't make pay anything to our listener, that make us very much very happy. It's also true that again money are needed, and that's we put on very recently a donation page in the Euroville Radio website, www.euroville.org/support. In this page, we are asking people to give donation to avoid us to go into the commercial side, asking for advertisement or something like that, because we did everything without advertisement.
So far,
and that again is challenging for a little thing like the Euroville Radio, that he want to grow and want to be able to have a team of people that has that have money to work in this station, because finally everybody have to eat something, and we cannot give anything to eat because we cannot pay them, and that for me it's a limit actually that we have to.
Yeah, we lose some good people already.
Yes, we lose a lot of people, because finally after some times they see that there is no progress in the on this level of being paid, and everybody's paying more or less in Oroville for the people that are working, that make the radio sort of gate where the people they come in and they after they went into the community, but they don't have, for our fault that we cannot pay them, they don't have the chance to say okay, stay on the radio and we produce content for the next whatever 1 year or 10 years. Yeah. Since I'm fed up, I do something else. So,
so much sure. But you said the people from abroad and also our villains, when they are abroad, they tend to listen to us to keep update what's going on.
Yes.
But it's also last 2 years since we are broadcasting news more or less every day.
Yeah, we see a lot of people from
our villains starts to listen and start to appreciate, especially with the discussions going on in the community about the shifts and the changing, transforming the things to what really matters.
Yeah? That's very true, what you said. We have seen also shift in the statistic, in the statistic of the people. Now we have 50% of the listeners, 48% are from India, and out of this 48, let's say maybe 70% are from Pondicherry, means that are from Oroville. So that's the community radio station is happening in the internet slowly, but again, is a little slice compared with the effect that we will have when we will be in FM.
What it could be if we is FM.
Yes.
Within, let's say, because it's a special year and a special month, intention experiment is going on, the second round, and today is also the day for us, I mean, it's aspiration day.
Yeah.
With the golden yellow. So what we aspire for?
We aspire to serve the community at the best level we can, because I think the best aspiration is just following what is in the Oroville Charter and in the Mother Dream that is really envisioning. We have not to invent anything to me, just to follow the dream and try to make it happen more at a better speed, because now we are, I'm not moving really fast toward the future. We see that in the last 2 years the number of the volunteers, the newcomers has dropped drastically, because issue of the housing, issue of all the money that you have to put to come in, and you don't know if this money you will get back in your pocket and whatever. So I will just say, let's try to move forward with this project of Oroville, and the radio has to be just a tool to make it happen. It will not change for sure everything, but it's helping actually, and it will help more when we will be in FM to understand where is the community and where we are going all together. So the aspiration is to follow the Oroville dream and make it happen with the freedom that is in the charter, not being stuck in the policy and regulation and rules that we have so many in Oroville. But in the Oroville Radio, we have a manual where the people can see that there are no rules finally for us. For us, the rule is to be free, first of all, to make experiment, to have a failure or a success. It's not that we don't want to have a failure, so we make the people very much free in their own decision in whatever they want to do. We make a website or make a blog or one making a recording of producing music. Then we want to make the people really feel that Auroville is an open place and Auroville Radio is following this kind of opening, not closing the door and have a policy, you can do this, you cannot do that. Clearly we have a sort of guidelines, they cannot put the microphone under the rain, that's it. But it's quite, I mean, understandable.
That's a reasonable physical aspect.
Yes. Very much on the physical aspect. On the level of the aspiration and the dream, I will say yes, the Auroville dream is a beautiful dream and we need to just be dreaming and keep, maybe close our eyes more than open and see what we have inside more than what we see outside, because otherwise we get into the same kind of visioning of the rest of the world where it's going, everything is going wrong and wrong. Is it true? But in the meantime, if you close the eyes, you see that there is something else, and that's
much more, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we have to keep more close our eyes.
And when we are about the visions and other stuff, today is also the 5th of December, it's a Darshan day.
Yeah, Sri Aurobindo left the body on the 5th of December, and we began this project by chance on the same day. We didn't decide for sure, probably at that time I didn't even knew it, to begin in this important day for Auroville and the Aurovillian and Aurobindan community. So it happened by chance, and I believe
that is auspicious for us.
There is a for sure some auspicious thing behind it, and I'm very happy then when I say happy birthday to the Aurovillians and our friends and people that are working at the radio. I'm saying also somehow thank you to Sri Aurobindo for whatever he has been able to put on a paper and the teaching that he has given to many of the people that were able to meet with him directly or even just now reading the books that are really envisioning and maybe too much high as ideals. We are still...
we are still tagging behind.
Yes.
Lagging like...
Yeah, but at least we have a sort of... again, we have something...
It's a vision
that
we can always aspire.
Yeah, we can aspire to this vision. And it's the most important thing, I think, for the human being is keep dreaming, not just having nightmares. The dreams usually are the engine of our life, the engine that moves the energy into the future. And that's... the dream of Auroville is big. We have to just let him the big dream running. And not making smaller with a lot of policies and rules that try to protect this Auroville dream that nobody can touch it finally.
Don't scare me. I'm staying on the side of the dreamers.
Okay.
Happy birthday again.
Akin, thank you very much, Miriam. Happy birthday also to all of us.
Are we gonna sing?
Yeah, let's call somebody else to have some happy birthday.
You can sing.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to Auroville Radio. Happy birthday to us.
Allora, I'm gonna sing in Italian. La vado a cantare in italiano. Tanti auguri a Auroville Radio. Tanti auguri a Auroville Radio. Tanti auguri a noi. Tanti auguri à noi. Who is...
Je vais chanter en français.
En français, ouais.
Joyeux anniversaire, Auroville Radio. Joyeux anniversaire. Joyeux anniversaire, Auroville. Joyeux anniversaire.
You brought the light.
Yeah, but I didn't bring the good song.
Yeah, I can only sing it in German.
Go in German, yeah.
Zum Geburtstag viel Glück. Zum Geburtstag viel Glück, alles Gute, Auroville Radio. Zum Geburtstag viel Glück.
And I'm gonna sing in Slovenian. Se najboljše za te, se najboljše za Auroville Radio, se najboljše, dragi radio, se najboljše za te.
Thank you very much. Yeah!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Where's the cake?
Yeah, Gaudi baby, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.